Eddie, I can probably feel your frustration, having said to me on Friday, just don't concede an early goal, and that is exactly what happened.
Yeah, we didn't start the game well. We didn't make too much of the early goal to the players. I don't want them going out in a negative frame of mind. It was more looking at our performance levels and making sure we hit the ground running in the game, because slow starts at the big clubs, you very, very rarely come back from them. And we did exactly that. We were lethargic. We defended on the back foot. We weren't aggressive enough. We didn't implement our game plan with the ball enough to cause them many problems. We improved as the half went on, but it was a slow beginning, and contrasted totally to the second half, where we were excellent really in every phase.
If you pick the goal apart that you conceded, what disappointed you the most?
Well, I think maybe I'm trying to give the lads not an excuse, but a reason why. Were we expecting another short corner? They'd played many in the game at that point. So whether our setup was attracted to what was happening, where the ball was, and we just took our eye off someone who's very good at attacking the ball from set plays, and you can't afford to do that. And the space we gave him would be a huge concern.
You had some chances, though. Disappointed you didn't test their goalkeeper more from those opportunities.
Yeah, I think he will probably go away going, I haven't been overworked today. We will go away going, we've had a number of chances, so the two don't really relate. I think, obviously, Callum's gone round the goalkeeper, and you think we're going to score at that moment. Jack Stacey's had a moment, Steve Cook's header at the end, Callum's shot at the end. Numerous crosses in their box, a lot of set plays, a lot of pressure, some wayward long shooting for us, which will be a frustration. Phil's bent one wide. So, yeah, we've had our moments, but obviously we didn't land the goal we needed.
I know you haven't got the win, but you must be pleased that your team didn't fold. You've had some heavy defeats here, but you were in the game right to the end.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect us to fold, but the second half performance was excellent, and the game's still very much in the balance at that moment, and We defended a lot better. We were on the ball. We were a transformed team in that second half. And yeah, so there are a lot of positives to take from this match. It's probably in 45 minutes our best performance of the season, but we have nothing to show for it.
What did you make of their, I guess you'd probably expect it, but their game management? Perhaps they seem to be falling to the floor a lot, trying to take time out of the game, take the sting out of you.
Yeah, they showed their experience in that respect. It's frustrating when you're on the other end of it. You're desperate for the game to be free-flowing and a quick-tempo game. They broke it up. But I think that's a mark of respect for us for how we were playing.
Yeah, and a sign perhaps of how far your team's come, that you've got a top-six side, traditionally known as a top-six side, who are having to do that in the second half with you taking the game to them away from home.
Yeah, I'm not really too bothered about that. It's about points, and we need points, not plaudits for how we've played. So ultimately, we have to be disappointed tonight and take the lessons from it, because a slow start in these games, invariably the game gets away from you very quickly.
Is there anything you can do to fix that? Because once you send them out onto the pitch, it's down to them.
No, I always think you have to have ultimate responsibility. I'm not going to lump the blame with the players. You know, it's a collective effort. We know, the players will know, that the first half was way below what we're capable of delivering. And the second half will be in line with one of our best performances. So there has to be a shift somewhere. The shift was only mental for me.
Injuries, any fresh ones today?
Hopefully not. I don't know as we speak.
International break now. That give you the chance to get anyone back? And I think you said Adam Smith and Dan Gosling are close.
Yeah, possibly. I don't know for sure. Those guys haven't trained. So we will wait and see how the two-week period goes. We certainly hope to get some more players fit as soon as possible, but you've seen our squad today. It was a good squad today. I was pleased with the bench, with the starting lineup. We're looking stronger.
How will you spend the break in terms of plans? And clay pigeon shooting last time, I think, which seemed to work out quite well. You've had a good month of September.
Yeah, it's been a good four game period for us between international breaks. I think we will look to improve the players that we have left with us, and that's all we can do, and try and come back a better team for it.
And just last one on Chris Meppham, Eddie, I think pulled out of international duty. How bad is that?
No, I don't think it's too serious. It's a minor calf injury, but enough to keep him out.